ओम शांति। टुडेज टॉपिक इज जॉयज ऑफ द डेडिकेटेड लाइफ। व्हेन वी एंटर इनटू दिस गॉडली ब्राह्मण फैमिली, we get an opportunity to be with the God Almighty Himself, to surrender our intellect to Him, to that one whom we love to surrender. Otherwise, surrendering is the most difficult thing one has to do in life. And being from the services background, from the background of Indian Air Force, surrender is the last thing we do. But it's a delight to surrender when we come to this superb Brahmin clan or Brahmin family life. Why? Why does it happen that we love to surrender? Whom do we like to surrender? Only to the one, like a child likes to surrender to his mother, because she gives him the maximum love and attention which one is looking for. Normally we look for two things in life. First is, right from our birth, we like to be loved. Especially by our elders and by our equals. And as we grow up, we like to be respected by our younger ones, especially. And here, Baba teaches us both the things: love yourself and respect yourself. That is the secret which he teaches us to make our life happy, blissful, peaceful, as we all like to be. And here we come to know that these are our original sanskars. So when we come to Brahmin life, we are certainly revealed to the concepts which were never known to us, which we never thought that we will get it so easily in our life. And so we like to dedicate our life or surrender our life to Him who has bestowed upon us all what we wanted. When we become Brahmins and we intellectually surrender to Him, because surrendering to Him is the simplest process to follow His footsteps. Baba always says, just follow the footsteps of the Father, or at least of the Brahma Father, Brahma Bab. It might have been a bit more difficult for Brahma Baba himself. Whom should he follow? But he still made it. He understood Shiva Baba so deeply that he could follow him step by step. And then we had the example of Brahma Baba, which is told to us by the Almighty during the meetings which we have with Him. We also have many dadis now as examples or some seniors as examples, whom we like to follow most of the time, if not at all times, because it's again number wise. But when it comes to Baba, we all have single thought that we must surrender to Him, because that's what is going to make us achieve which we have been aspiring for. But one more desire comes in when we become Brahmins, that can we surrender at the headquarters? So, surrender is possible for all of us, and we all do it, and that is why we all have shining faces at all times. Because when we remember Him to whom we surrender, what we call as meditation, Raja Yoga meditation, our faces start shining. That is the first thing which happens as we just go up to meet Baba. The first thing which is seen is a sweet smile on the face of all the yogi souls. If you are really in yoga, you will be always shining bright. There is no other system on this earth which makes you feel that. I have happened to do many kinds of bhaktis and met many gurus and saints. And it has been an aspiration from my childhood to lead a saintly life, to become a saint ultimately. That was my ambition of life. The reason was that I was fortunate to have the company of some good saints right from my very early childhood, from the age of 5 years or so. I was brought up in the company of the saints, good saints of Ramakrishna Mission. Then happened to meet Maharishi Mahesh Yogi during my college days and practice a bit of transcendental meditation. All meditation systems gives you peace of mind. Like when I used to do TM, though my mantra was Shiva, I am one of those who do not hide the mantras as laid down in bhakti. When the guru tells you, gives you a guru mantra, he says, don't tell anybody. I have always been a rebellion in that part or that phase of my life. When I was given guru mantra, you know, in India it is traditional that once in your life, at some stage, you are made to go to some guru and he imparts you a guru mantra, whether you like it or not. And during my college days, I happened to have that occasion. We went to the Ganges River. And then the guru mantra given was Om Bhurvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam, what we call as Gayatri Mantra. And as the guru was, you know, speaking in my ear, almost at the same volume as Babdada speaks in a whispering tone. And then at the end he says, don't tell this to anybody. I said, what are you talking, Guruji? This is no way. This Gayatri Mantra I have been speaking all my life. And you are not telling me anything new that I shouldn't tell it to anyone. You know, he was a bit annoyed. He says, these college boys are very nasty these days. They even do not accept that the direction given by the Guru has to be followed. So that Guru Mantra was a common mantra for me, and I didn't want to hide it. Then we happened to meet Maharishi Mahesh Yogi when we were in final year of engineering. And then we went 5-6 of us from the same class, because I knew Mahesh Yogi gives different mantras to different people. So we collected all those mantras and shared with each other. But the beauty of them was, they were either related to gods or goddesses. Nothing else. I was given the mantra Shiva without the knowledge at the background mind of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi whether Shiva and Shankar are separate or not. And Ram was given to another man, Inkling was given to another two people, which are related to the goddess Kali. So we could make out that the mantras which are given by the gurus are also the names of the gods and goddesses which we otherwise remember. But when it came to meet Baba, or whether it, first of all, before meeting Baba, I would like to say the very first day when I entered into the Brahma Kumaris, on 18 January to 1972. It was Baba's day and a silence day. Normally silence to us or to any one of us who is in active life means dead silence. So when I saw some people sitting in a room in total silence because they were having their bhatti, which I did not know what is bhatti those days. As you double foreigners, when you come here and you say, are you going to have bhatti today? You say, what is that bhatti? So same was the case of this soul. And she said that I went in and saw a few people sitting in deep silence, and I had just gone very fast day to learn meditation, and the teacher came in and I told her, I think somebody has died in your ashram today. That's why these people are sitting in dead silence. It was Sister Sudesh, my teacher, whom you meet now because she is one of your teachers. And she looked at me and she spoke in a whispering tone, yes, somebody has died and nobody has died also. I said, what do you mean? Somebody has died, nobody has died. She said, it is the annual ceremony of our founder. She spoke again in a whispering tone. And then I said, so, do I leave today? Can I go back and come some other time to learn meditation? Because today you are celebrating, you know, the anniversary of your dead founder. And then again she smiled. She cannot, you know, accept what I tell. She says, forget about that. You have come to learn meditation. Do you want to? I said, of course I want to, but I do not know whether you're going to talk or not. No, I am in silence today. I can just tell you that just join this class, sit down, and have this thought in your mind that I am a soul, a point of light. I am peaceful by nature, and I am the child of the ocean of peace. Four sentences, 35 seconds course, and I was forced to sit in the class to meditate. And that too with eyes open, which I didn't know that I have to keep the eyes open. So then the teacher walks in. I wasn't meditating, so naturally I was sitting with eyes open. And then teacher walks in again and she says, now, Didi is going to conduct meditation. Very officially, she said. I said, then what do? You have to keep your eyes open. Okay. Yes, Didi, I'll keep my eyes open. And I was sitting on the last seat, and Didi coming to the stage and started conducting meditation. And as it happens, especially on 18 January, even otherwise, when senior sisters or dadis sit on the stage, they emanate vibrations of peace. This is what we experience now after becoming BKs. But the very first day when she started emanating vibrations, and then it came to me, and she started giving drishti to all. And when her drishti reached me, because I was directed to keep eyes open, so I was keeping the eyes open, looking for something going to happen. And it really happened. I felt as if air-conditioned vibrations, you know, air-conditioned air is moving. The conditioned air is very cool air. And I felt a cool air is flowing towards me. And I looked out from the window, there were no tree leaf movements. And when I look at her, again, the vibrations of peace are experienced by you. Now that is the difference between doing any other meditation and when we do Raj Yoga meditation. In bhakti they tell you to go into silence, and in dead silence also they tell. But in jnana it doesn't happen that way. We go to silence, but we go into sweet silence. And we have a feeling of joy. Atindriya Sukh, we use the word. Super senseless joy coming up. As she was emanating vibrations, and since from childhood, I had been brought up by saints, and I have been to Rishikesh and Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and all that. Those saints who are really very powerful in meditation, they do emanate vibrations of peace. And we feel that. But these vibrations are more intense. So it made me realize that she is a very powerful yogi soul. And then I naturally started thinking what I was directed to. Only the first thoughts that I am I am a soul, a point of light, radiating energy. That's what the two sentences told. I only thought of that and I felt there's a body of light and it started flying up in the air. And by the time I was going up, I started thinking, oh, I'm a peaceful soul. Though it was a very joyous feeling, you know, you are outside your body and you are going up. What we now call a stage of trance. I wasn't briefed that there is a trance stage or something. I was not even aware at what is angelic stage. So a body of light means you are in your angelic form, and as I reached up, I saw some golden light all around me. And it was a very peaceful, very light stage, and the vibrations of peace were being emanated. Like we did meditation with Sweetest Bab Dada on 21st October, you all remember? Before Yad Pyar, he always lets you go into an experience. I'm sure all of you enjoyed that, did you? 1 minute silence before Bab Dada spoke Yad Pyar, do you all remember? So something of that type. And an experience of complete angelic stage on which the Murli started. And then after a month, it was fortunate that I happened to be leading a pure life. So after a month, I was allowed to meet Baba. And then again, the same experience repeated. In between, of course, there were many things. I am not here to give too many details, except that second day when I went, I talked to Didi. I was starting looking at her like this, and she says, what are you looking for? Yesterday, Didi, when you looked at me, you know, I flew up. I went into the subtle regions, because the Sukshamatan word is known to us in our bhakti also. And I was in a very subtle light form. But today nothing is happening. And she says, well, yesterday it was Baba who was looking at you. He was giving drishti, not me. It was Baba's day. So I said, then can I meet that Baba of yours? She says, yes, but you have to be a student and celibate and so many things, you know, conditions, terms and conditions of Brahman life. It was fortunate that I was a vegetarian and I was leading a pure life, though I was married. Because marriage was only a symbolic ceremony, and she was studying she was doing a master's degree which she wanted to finish, and she went off. So purity as it is was sustained. So I had celibacy condition in spite of being married. And I had the conditions of vegetarianism, whatever is needed. A few days, student life, and I was allowed to meet Baba. And it happened on his gaddi in his room. You imagine, Baba sitting on the floor, on the ground and on his gaddi in his room, and then you're sitting right in front of him. No teacher, nothing around. And only 4 or 5 people to meet Baba. Now 4 or 5 thousand people, if they come in Shantivan, we say very few people have come this time. We want at least 10,000 people to come. If 5,000 people come to Shantivan to meet Bab Dada, we say, oh, this time, the season is very slow, you know, nobody is coming. I don't know, we don't know what's happening. But those days, yajna was very small. So 5-6 people to meet and you get your turn to sit in front of Baba, exactly at his level, right in front of him. And then the moment he starts giving you drishti, you are again in your angelic form. Without going up, you are there, right in front of him, and experiencing angelic stage. So that was the desire of the soul, to meet the God face to face. Once fulfilled, right from day one, from that day, 1 month in Gyan, a thought of dedication had started. A seedling was planted. That what a fortune of these souls who are staying here in this land of the God and meeting him as and when he descends on this earth. So that was one of the aspirations which rose. Though one should not have any desire, you know, when you come to Baba's family. But right at the first day of meeting Baba, a very pure desire and a sweet desire, that is it possible to be fortunate enough to be living in the land where you are always there whenever the Almighty God descends on this earth. That is what motivated me. That was the seedling put in, and then ultimately it materialized one day, though it took about 14 years after that. And 14 years also, I had the joys of dedicated life because I happened to get an opportunity to go to the eastern part of the country where Baba's message had not yet reached, the same area. And new Gita Patshalas were raised, new centers you have to take care, naturally you have to stay in the center. So the joys of staying in the center life had started. So the intellectual surrender, the benefits of that were being observed at every stage, which all of you also must be experiencing, because whether you live in the center or outside the center, as long as you are surrendered to Him intellectually, you see His help at all steps in life. But today I am going to talk a few extra joys which one gets when he lives here in Madhuban, either Pandabhavan or Kansarovar, or even Shantivan. All three are part of Madhuban. As I said, that one needs to be loved, to be respected. He also wants to love others and respect the elders. In addition, there is one more ambition in the human mind, that when we leave this world, we leave some activities from your life which help the world to become a better place to live. And when I came to this academy, so I read the word Academy for a Better World. That was the name decided after a lot of discussions. So that part also started getting fulfilled, because Baba had blessed Salgaon as the ocean of service. Baba said this village, this complex of the Salgaon village, will become instrumental to serve unlimited number of people. Like the ocean of service, you will feel the expansion of service will happen like the ocean of service. That sort of blessings were given to this place when Baba inaugurated it on the 18th January 1995. 18th January has been a very important day in my life. Came into the Gyan on 18th January. My dedicated life started in Madhuban on 18th January 1984. And then this complex in which we were sent to take care of the management, again was inaugurated on 18th January 1995. Maybe I will also be able to leave the body on 18th January like Baba did. This thought has just come to my mind now. I had never thought of it earlier. As we were listening to the Murli, the brothers normally, you know, share experiences. Sisters conduct class in this organization. So naturally what I'll be talking will be only based on personal experiences that we had. So as we came in this Gyan, the first meeting with Baba sowed these seeds of dedicated life. As we went on service, I was sent on service rather by Baba, though it was a transfer of the Indian Air Force to Assam. Again, the surrendered life was the main life for me. In spite of my service with the Air Force, I used to hardly feel that I am serving the Air Force. 7 to 1, working hours with the Air Force, and off you go to the center at 1 o'clock and be with godly service till next day morning. And all the 6 hours also, which you spend in the office, you always feel that you are on, in your alaukik life, serving the mankind, serving the soldiers of the Indian Air Force. So all the 24 hours, that feeling of surrender was always there. So much so that at times, you know, to run the organization of the Air Force, you have to be sometimes rough to show that you are tough. So you have to show that you are rough to show that you are tough. But at heart of heart, you are a pure, peaceful, sweet, silent, soft person. So as somebody will come and do some mistake and the soldier is standing in front and you know, I am blasting at him, looking with a little, you know, eyes with force on him and using a little high volume language. What the hell have you done? Things like that. And somebody is sitting right in front of me, another officer, and I turn around in between and I talk to him, so how is everything? Okay. By the time that man reaction is over, again I turn on him, give him one more tough word and again come to him and talk to him normal. So the officer used to say, what are you doing? There's a soldier standing in front, you are shouting on him with full force, full volume, and the moment you turn here, your volume is totally changed and your face is totally changed. I said, because my heart doesn't change whether I look at him or I look at you. So that was the type of life. But that was again, even though it was a show off, I used to feel that if that show can also be avoided, why to raise volume? And when you come to surrender life in Madhuban, that problem also starts getting resolved. Those sanskars don't change immediately, let's be free of frank about it. It takes some time. So as I came to Madhuban, as a senior officer of the Air Force, one senior brother comes to me, oh, Wing Commander has come, very nice, you know, he started patting me. Now onwards you will be giving only planning tasks, don't worry, we are very happy we got such a brilliant person around us, so we'll put you in the planning committee immediately. So I looked at him, because I had come from surrendered center life, so these things had no meaning for me. And very next day he comes, because he gets a direction from Daddy about the first service which to be given to this person. There was some problem with the sound department. Some people are born to solve issues. And I take it as a real personal blessing from Baba that solving the problems has been one of the primary blessings given and primary tasks given to this soul. So the same brother comes now with a little sad face. Oh, I'm so sorry, I must tell you that Dadiji has given you a service. You have to help the brother in the sound department. So from top post of planning committee down to a sevadari, to a department. I said, why do you want me to do that? Any special reason? Oh, that person is, you know, is behaving in a very irritating manner and we need to solve that problem. Even if it is by replacing him. How much time will you take to learn to do sound department duty? I hope my sound department people don't mind listening to this. So I looked at him and I told him very politely, do you want this problem of his irritation to be resolved? Or do you want to replace him? So he looked at me. It seems, you know, long time has passed and this guy doesn't change his irritating behavior. So probably Dadis want you to replace him. I said, then kindly go and request Dadiji that I am returning home. I don't need this dedicated life. I was already leading a surrendered life in the center. I have not come here to replace people. A person who has spent so many years, there is no question of thinking of those lines. Yes, I would like to find out his cause of irritation and if he can help in resolving it. He says, do what you want, but we want that person to behave sweetly. So this set of things happen even in the yajna. I must tell you frankly, people must be thinking, you know, we are in a heaven on this earth and there is absolutely no maya coming here. It does come in subtle forms. And then I went and joined him for a few days and I found out he was overloaded, too much. He was one of the most accurate persons I had ever come across in my life. I'm giving you an experience of joys of dedicated life. When you come close to a person, you learn his weaknesses as well as his qualities. When you see him from a distance, you only see his activities, which may or may not be suiting to your standard of good qualifications, whatever you may call it. I went to him, I observed his life for a couple of days, and I was so impressed. Morning meditation record, Didi Manmohini was the additional head those days. She was so accurate in her life, and she said, person who does the sound duty has to wake up at 3:15, and at 3:27, the morning record should start, and at 3:30, the record should be over. Because if he delays by 5-10 minutes, everything gets delayed. The people will not wake up to make tea for you. When you come at 4 o'clock, tea is missing. Starting from that, everything goes behind. And I never observed, and I checked for the previous years he was dedicated, the record starting at 3:28. 3:30 sharp, you can check your watches, the record is over. Very sweet record used to be there, those days, Jag Sajaniya Jag, Nav Yugaya. That was sweetheart, wake up, the new golden age has descended. And he was mostly silent, but used to look a little tough when he was in silence. He had to avoid people because he had so much work that when he is running from Om Shanti Bhavan into Panda Bhavan, a lot of people will ask him, I want this record, I want this, I want that, excuse me, this, this, that. He won't like to talk to anybody. He just rushes to his place in Panda Bhavan. He has to manage Panda Bhavan. He has to manage Om Shanti Bhavan, both the buildings. Rushing around, one man rush. Then translation department had just started. And the translation equipment was wonderful those days. Since I had served Indian Air Force, the old pilots, Second World War pilots, used to use headphones, which were weighing about 1 kilogram, roughly. Very heavy headphones, you know. 50 headphones were there, and there were hardly 50 foreigners coming at that time. And he had to give those headphones to the foreigners. Naturally, he used to feel irritated. This is too much. I'm putting, you know, heavy weight on their head. So his problems were only concerned for the quality of his work, which was beyond his control. For Indians, ladies, the headphones were to be used, which were of a very low, poor quality, very cheap quality. Because yajna was very poor, we didn't have enough resources, enough money. And then these ladies, they had to sit on floor, there were no chairs. And they would sit on the headphone, actually they break it. And it will become bad, and then you know he has to be called from, Baba is sitting on the stage, you are sitting on this floor. The moment Baba's Murli starts, three hands will rise and somebody has to go and help. And actually he used to feel bad coming out of the sound department, attending to that lady and going back. Everybody used to feel bad. You know, why is he jumping in like this? So it was primarily an Adam problem, which was seen as an irritation on his face. And the qualities which that man had were fantastic. So I just went to him, saw the problems. Learning sound system, switching on, switching off the mic is only 5 minutes job, because that's what I started my career with the Air Force, Indian Air Force also, with the sound department. And then resolving was an issue that bifurcation of duties was needed. Reduce his workload, that's it. Translation department to be separated. And the problem was solved. He was the sweetest person seen around, smiling always, helping everybody all the time because he had time. So it is like that if you are surrendered to Baba, then you get opportunities to solve the problems. You become an embodiment of solutions. Wherever you go to a new place, new services will be waiting for you. When I went to Assam, my teacher was scared to send me because Assam was a very far-off area and very difficult land. People used to live in thatched houses, too many snakes all around, like in Mount Abu. If you come here in the rainy season, you see lots of them going around on the road, main road, in the lake, all over. Sometimes they walk into your room and give you a nice darshan. Like once early morning, Amrit Vela, I went out at 3:30 to do meditation. Normally I go to the meditation room and I was just sitting in the room outside my room, and then I saw, you know, a black snake walking in coolly and even just behind my legs into the room where Surya Bhai was on his bed. You know Brother Surya? You heard about Surya Bhai? Had you had classes with him? One of the best teachers we have seen in the Yajna, taking care of the kitchen and very close to Baba. Now there is a Hindi saying, Jo chul pe, so dil pe. The one who is on the fire hearth, you know, when we cook meals, that fire hearth is called, cooking place is called chul. And dil is your heart. The one who is on the fire hearth, close to the fire hearth, he is at close to your heart also, because he serves you fresh food, which gives you a lot of joy. And then you are closest to the head of the institution, because first thing which Dadi Prakashmani used to do in Madhuban after Amrit Vela was call the head of the kitchen, Boli Dadi, and give directions about the menu, what is going to be cooked today. So you come very close to the chief, if you are the chief cook. And the brother had that opportunity. And then he's one of the best yogis. And he does a lot of experiments. His churning is very nice. And then he does a lot of experiments, conducts bhattis all over India. Now he's my room partner. And he was on the bed. I was least bothered whether the snake has gone close to me, it bit me or didn't bite me. But how about his life? So immediately woke up. Immediately I got up, went out, called one of the people from security. We are very fortunate to have right people at the right place. We have a brother here who can catch hold of any snake anytime. He's not scared of the snakes. So is one in Panda Bhavan. There is a class of people in India who have friendship with snakes. And the snakes don't bite them. Even if they catch them, they just take them, put them in the jungle. They never kill them. That's one thing good about those people. They will never kill a snake. They are actually a clan of snake worshippers. But now those clans are over. But one of those people from that caste is here. And he has one in Madhuban as well. So he just coolly comes and looks around, and he will put a small stick here at the head, close to the head, but never too harsh on him that he dies, nor too soft that he can jump and hit him. So his touch is felt by the snake and the snake doesn't bite him. There are such people. The snakes also catch vibrations. So we called 2-3 people, they have searched him, and then the man came and coolly touched him and picked him up, put into a bottle and took him out. The very difficult problems getting solved in very nice, sweet manners. Today is Vardhana of the Murli. You heard that blessing, today's blessing? That you start reducing the rosary of problems and you become an embodiment of solutions. Now there are two types of rosaries. There's a rosary of solutions, there is a rosary of problems as well. Rosary of solutions should always multiply, rosary of children should always multiply, but rosary of problems should be always curtailed and reduced. So that sort of role, if it comes in your life, actually that is the role in our life, in every one of us. People are suffering from a variety of problems, and we children who are surrendered to Baba ensure that their problems get resolved and they start leading a peaceful and happy life. Sometimes the expectations from the surrendered people are a little high. But that also gets resolved. Like I would like to give the case of when I visited US in 1993 to attend to Parliament of Religions. I have been an appreciator of Swami Vivekananda. And Vivekananda had gone to Chicago in 1893 in the first Parliament of Religions, and then in 1993, the 100th anniversary, another Parliament of Religions was organized. I think Sister Dorothy could be here. That problem-solving task was given to me by her. That was not a problem at all, but if you call it. She comes to me and she says, "Well, Brother Ashok, you are coming to US and I invite you to come to Tampa for 2 days. I said, "I don't know how far is Tampa from where I am going and what are the charges." She says, "Does not matter. Money is not an issue. But I need a gift from you. All experiences of my dedicated life are joyous. But initially it doesn't look like that." So I looked at her. I said, "Yes. Normally, you know, when we go to centers, Madhuban Nivasis, they get a gift from there. We only take tolis. And we bring bags full of gifts." So I looked at her. I said, "Well, here is a soul who wants a gift from a Madhuban Nivasi. Okay, fine. Yes, what do you want?" "You know, you have a friend called John in Tampa." I said, "I remembered. One brother comes from Tampa. He's been eaten away by Maya. And I want him to come back. That's the gift I need." Madhuban Nivasis have a habit, they never say no. Tathastu. I raised my hand, "Okay, Amin. It is granted." She went away very happily, and then I was started thinking, how do I do that? She wants a brother who has been eaten away by Maya to be returned, and he lives in America. And she could have easily got him back by her own tapasya, why me only? She is also a dedicated person. But then the thought came that you are dedicated in Madhuban, and she has the respect for Madhuban, not for you individually. And Madhuban is the land of the God himself who has played his role here. So she has that expectation that something magic will happen and my brother will return if this Madhuban Nivasi comes to me. Now you see that the respect is for the dedication at Madhuban. And then I thought, Madhuban is so powerful because of Baba, so it should be his problem to solve. Why should I bother? And then Amrit Vela, I asked Baba, "What should I do? It's your problem because she has faith in you and it is your Madhuban and she expects a Madhuban Nivasi coming to her and then their brother returning." So I told Baba, "What should you do?" He says, "Don't worry, at the end of the Amrit Vela meditation or evening meditation, do some mental service to that soul. Serve the mind to that soul. Normally we serve masses. We don't serve individuals. We serve groups, places, continents, countries." Okay, now I do not know where is Tampa in America. For me, America is in Patal Lok. You know, I live here in India and America is right below there. Other part of the earth, you know. In between there's a huge 7,000 kilometers parameter earth. And then if I send vibrations, will they really reach there? Because there's big obstruction, you know, when you do microwave transmissions, there should be no barrier in between. So what I used to do is I used to go up to such religions, which we all do. We go to Baba and Amrit Vela meditation, we immerse the globe, and we do service to the souls staying in all the 5 continents of the world. But then at the end of meditation, half an hour, then I used to immerse that soul. I used to immerse America and make a city, Tampa, there, and the souls of Tampa, and then Brother John emerging out of it. Of course, I knew the face of John. And then seeing him as a soul, not as John, and requesting Baba, "Baba, let this soul come back." Then I used to think, Amrit Vela meditation must have worked, but it's better I go to some higher place, you know. After all, America is too far. So I used to go to Baba's rock. And then in the evening again go up to subtle regions, request Baba, and feel that the vibrations are reaching John and he's getting the vibrations to come back. And Baba, of course, is telling him to come back. Surrender means that. that he does everything for you, you are only an instrument. After 2 weeks, I happened to reach there. Then I landed in Tampa. Brother John was there to receive in his vehicle. Very strange looking vehicle, unlike we see vehicles in America. Anyhow, we were sitting together in the cabin. It was actually a small truck which he used to use. And we were sitting in that cabin and I was looking at him, "Sir John, how are you? You know, our nature is very jolly." You know, we talk like that. And Americans are also very jolly and they really meet you with a hug and all. "Nice to see you." And then he says, "You know, Brother Ashok, I don't know whether you know or not, my eye is very strange in America." So I looked at him. "I don't know whether you know or not, I have not been to the class for the last 2 years now." So again I looked at him. "Anything else?" And then he says, "But stranger has been the experience of past 2 weeks." So now, you know, the joy starts building up in your mind, but you're still curious to know. And then he says, "Early morning, you know, during Amrit Vela time, Baba comes and shakes my bed." Makes me wake up. I do not get up at Amrit Vela these days. He shakes my bed. And then he says, "Child, come back, child, come back." I said, "In English?" He says, "Of course, he talks in English." Because I used to tell Baba in Hindi. Anyhow, language is no barrier for him. So naturally imagine the joy, super senses joy, which is coming in your heart, and the feeling of thanks building up for Baba, that how sweet you are, that you serve the children and you fulfill their desire. But I didn't know America is really a strange country. And then, what else? Evening again, you know, he comes. Because I used to go to Baba's Rock in the evening and do a second time meditation for him. So I was feeling very thankful to Baba. "Thank you, Baba, you have made this soul understand." And then he lands up at the Tampa Center, takes my luggage down from the vehicle and he says, "Okay, bye-bye, take care." I didn't understand this part. Because in America only I saw this way of, you know, greeting and departing. The moment they see you, "Hi, good to see you," they hug you. And within a minute they say, "Okay, bye-bye, take care." So I didn't understand that thing and I told him, "What do you mean, take care? You'll not take me into the center? You see that bell? Just ring it and you will be in." I was only told by Sister Dorothy to come and receive you. I have done my job. And he was driving off. I said, "Oh, Baba, all effort wasted just to know that you have been touching him. This guy is running away." So I told him, "John, can I request you and invite you to attend a class tomorrow? Tomorrow is Thursday." "Oh yes, if you invite me, I will come." And next day morning, John appears in the class after 2 years. Everybody is very happy to see him. And then again, I had to meditate for that soul. "Baba, please, don't waste that effort of 2 weeks. You touched him all the way, told him to come back, and he only came back to the door of the center and returned home. This is not fair." And then, you know, Baba keeps seeing that after 2 weeks, I had totally forgotten him. And now he said that if you have to do something, you have to continuously do it. So once again, we had to request him. And then John comes, everybody is very happy. Then I ask him to stand up in the class and say, "You see, everybody is so happy to see you. How about coming to the class every day from now onwards?" He looks at me. "I will think about it," he says. Again, I remember Baba and I look at the children and I said, "Would you like everyone, any one of you, that John should come to the class every day now?" And said, "Of course, John must come, John must come." And then I said, "Everybody is inviting you, friend. And it is Baba has called you back. Do you remember that?" "Yes, I remember. You know, even today morning at Amrit Vela, he did the same thing." Because at the Amrit Vela, we were again requesting Baba, "Kindly wake up this soul fully." And John is back home. And ever since, he's coming in the class and he's coming in March. And every year, the teacher comes here. Now there's another teacher. And she always brings the news. Well, John is very happy, attending classes, going well. But what I want to say that the joys of dedicated life at Madhuban is little more. That's all I want to say. And here, when we say that we like to love all and we like to be loved by all, one should have an access to the people. If you are in normal life, you do not have an access to too many people. And if you are here, we have an access to everyone on this earth. In the women family I'm talking about, I'm not much worried about. Though I'm concerned about the whole world, that everybody must get at least liberation, but fruition is only for the Brahmins. So we'll enjoy angelic stage for some time. So where were we? You have an access, I think I wasn't that fine. You have an access to all the people, that when we are in a place like Madhavan, everybody comes to Madhavan. Though you also have access to go out to some places, but then again, there's a limitation on that. But everybody comes here. And the advantage of being at this place is that if you have to be angels in the true sense, what Baba says, angels are those who are loved by all. But everybody has an easy access to them because they are light in their behavior. But one thing again he lays stresses, they are loved by all, sabke pyare hain, but also they are totally detached, nyare hain. This nyara and pyara balance maintaining becomes sometimes difficult in our laukic life. But once you are dedicated, it becomes very easy because the number of people who come here are so large in number that when you meet them, you get a chance to meet them, you even do not know whether they have just arrived or they are leaving. Especially in Shantivan, where 15,000 people come and every week 15,000 go back, another 15,000 come. I feel as if I am on a railway platform of the local station in Bombay. In Bombay, if you go and stand on the railway station on the bridge and you look at the railway platform, I mean, it's a city with too much of population. So thousands of people are rushing down and thousands of people are rushing out and they're just running. You do not know where are they running on to. You cannot be attached to anyone there because the life is so fast. And there are so many people that you cannot get attached to them. You can only do their mental service. So when we stay in a place where people from all over India, I'm only talking of India, foreigners are very few, it's possible to talk to them, meet them, share with them. Even that number is multiplying now. You really can't meet everyone personally. Of course, in translation department, that was my privilege, that I had the service allotted to me where I had to put crowns on their heads, you know. As I said, that 1 kg headphones, you had to put on their head and then make them still feel, oh, don't worry about it, we'll change it. So far we got only these ones. Because when you put a heavy headphone on his head, it was a very strange experience. And all the senior brothers, Charlie and all that, were the students who were coming at that time, those 30 years and above time. So we had a chance to come very close to those double foreigners who are now known as very senior double foreigners. But as far as India is concerned, they come in such a large quantity. And they all have an access to you. Because you are a Madhavan Nivasi, everybody loves you. Just that one title is enough. Oh, he's a Madhavan Nivasi? Fine. And the blessing to a Madhavan Nivasi is that he is always seen shining bright. Because he has to serve the masses. He has to maintain that stage, he has no choice. So that is how I say that it's an extra blessing that he is always joyous. He is serving all the people who come here. And also, the service of his mind, he can do what all of us can do. And being in the administration here, that role of solving problems continues. It's a huge organization. Yesterday only somebody was asking me, do you think Ashok in India with such large number of centers and properties and people of a variety of sanskars, are the problems are not multiplying which go to affect the image of the organization which has been built up with very intense effort of 70 years of our dadis. I couldn't tell him that there are no problems. There are problems. When people are larger in number, there are problems. When there are properties, there are always problems associated. And when there is area of service limited and instruments are too many, there is also a problem of area distribution. I'm talking very freely to all of you because some of you are teachers and all of you listen, hear sometimes some stories. And it's good to know as to what really, how the big organizations work. I'll give you one or two examples and then finish with it. I'll take one example of outside Madhavan and one example inside Gyan Sarovar. Recently, only last fortnight, I was on a problem-solving mission. This problem was a problem of the distribution of areas of service. And every one of us comes with the original sanskars of ego, a subtle ego still left out. So the problem with the teacher of that main area was that why these other teachers are interfering in my job. And the problem of the other people was, they did not know. Each of them do not know each other's bent of mind, but each of them has an independent problem. The senior teacher had a problem that why these younger sisters, she even doesn't want to call them teachers. Why are they interfering in my area of service? And the younger ones had a problem that why this elder teacher, being such a senior teacher, also doesn't let us do some service. These are also the issues come. Though amongst themselves they couldn't understand and resolve it, somebody had to go from Madhavan to resolve it. When you are at a distance, and when you are in the headquarters, you have the privilege of seeing the problems from a distance, and they become smaller in size. And the solutions lie in listening to people about their problem. That's what I have understood from my life. If you listen to their problem at length, you find a solution coming out of it. If you are a detached observer, you can solve issues very easily. So I heard one party, and she said, you know, these sisters, they don't have any state, these sisters have no status. How do they interfere in my area? They are not even teachers. And I said, what's your problem? She said, I don't want any interference in my area. Okay, sister, you will not have any interference in your area. That's all is your need? Yes, that is my need. But she was all by herself, and she did not even know that you cannot do with single-handed or with one hand with you, you cannot serve a large area. On the other side, the other group had good service running around. They were working very hard, and since she was old and she could not run around, actually she had limitations. They were running around attending to different villages. Rural areas in India are very difficult to cover. And they were covering all rural areas, and naturally people were respecting them because they were coming to serve them. So I asked them, what is your problem? We want at least some area where we can serve. That's it. She doesn't want us to serve anywhere. So the solution was very simple. Give the rural belt to one party and give the city belt to another party, because her outlook was, my city should not be disturbed. Fine, your city will not be disturbed. And the city area was allotted to one. And the rural area, which was very large, was allotted to the party who had the problem that we do not have area to serve. All areas yours, you serve. And then the zone in charge was advised, make them teacher. They are serving, they are kumaris, they have no other commitments. You just give them a badge of a teacher, they have been serving for last more than 10 years. They are entitled for a badge, give them a badge, that's it. And the problem got solved. This senior teacher was confirmed that they will not come into your area, and the whole city is yours. Huge city with lakhs of hundreds of thousands of people, all yours. So what I want to say is that problems are not real problems. It's a limitation of your outlook. Till it is limited, you have problems. When it is unlimited, somebody who has got little unlimited outlook, he is able to solve it. Why Baba is able to please all of us, makes us win over all the problems? Because he has unlimited powers, unlimited outlook, unlimited love for us. He has no limitations. So he is able to transform the whole world. He is able to give liberation and fruition as a solution to each and every soul on this earth. You see, all the souls on this earth are suffering and they either want liberation, and those who are fortunate, they are introduced about fruition also, that there is a golden age and there is a life which is of fulfillment, they get fruition as well. And that these are you fortunate souls who are sitting here with an unlimited outlook. You can serve the whole world through your mind, and you can be instruments of imparting liberation and fruition, provided that world may or may not is very clear in our mind, that I am a soul, and as far as my world is concerned, it is limited to Baba. If these two things are clear in our life, you become instruments of transformation. Coming to a small problem-solving incident of Gyan Sarovar, when it was being built, last year we had a gathering of Call of Time people, in which, you know, top-class learned people come in that gathering of Call of Time, and one of the persons was a person famous for HR issues, and he writes books on HR, human resource development. And, you know, when people come here, they really feel surprised, especially from India, when they come for doing small camps, 5 days, 6 days training programs of professionals. They see how everything is moving automatically here. There are no problems seen on anybody's face. Everybody's face is shining bright, and everybody is so happy. How is it so? And this brother asked me the same thing. He says, I am one of the top management experts on this earth today. But here when I come, I observe things very minutely. And though I teach inside-out approach and things like that, here I see things working inside-out. Still I tell you, human beings are human beings after all. I have worked in many industries. Ego clash issue is an issue which will always happen. How do these issues of ego clash resolve in your headquarters? So I told him, I give you a very simple experience of mine and how Baba resolves the issues here. I have joined with May or Mera, you know. If your Mera relation is only with Baba and May is your soul, how this simple point resolves the issues of administration ego clashes. When you start doing big constructions, and when you are at the finishing end, there are two categories of people who work. One is a plumber, and one is carpenter, who has to work at the finishing of the construction. Those who have made houses, they will know it. When house starts coming to a finishing in a huge complex like this, you know, a carpenter will always fight with the plumber, because plumber wants to do his fittings, inside fittings in the house, and the carpenter wants to do the doors and windows, and they always clash. I will do first. So two young brothers I saw here, you know, he says, I will first do this job. You wait. He says, who do you think you are that I should wait? Why should I wait? He says, who do you think you are? The elder one was a carpenter, and plumber was very younger one. So the elder one says, what do you think you are? And this younger boy, who had just surrendered, he looks at him. He thinks within himself, and he says, I am a soul, I think. That's all, he replied. I don't know who you are, sir, but I am a soul only. So the elder one, when he looked at him, he was really soul conscious. And the elder one was totally melted. And he had a sense of realization inside. This young child is telling, I am a soul and I am so elder in Gyan, and I am not able to say that. Okay, you do first. I'll come later. See how the simple realization comes of an ego clash. Though the physical work is coming in your way and you want to do it fast, but the solution lies in that consciousness that I am a soul. When you say, may, if you think I am a carpenter and I am elder, you know, the ego starts rising. And the moment it comes, I am a soul, You may be a plumber, you may be a young boy of 20 years and he may be 35, 16 years of yoga and only 5 years of yoga with you. But the concept of I, the soul, solves the issues. That's why they use the word S-O-U-L, is a subject of universal love. And we all teach it here, but when we go in the field, somebody else has to demonstrate it at times to make us learn. This is how the problems get resolved, the ego clashes get resolved in the headquarters. And this simple event was narrated to the top management expert of the world. And he says, oh yes, I realize that is what is inside-out approach. He wanted to use that word. So there are big management words used, and you know, when we go to the West especially, we are taught in big universities and so many things we have to use in various types of languages for various types of people of different statures. But when it comes to the gist part of it, it is very simple. And since the life is very simple, the concepts taught in this organization are very simple. And if you are surrendering your intellect to him, who is also very simple to understand. After all, he is my sweetest Baba. That's it. I have to know him like that. We may say the Almighty, the World Benefactor and things like that. Yes, when you sit in meditation and you then you be with him, and when you're sitting with him and then you become that master, benefactor of the world, master almighty, you know, you raise your self-respect because you have to be in an elevated consciousness similar to his. And when you are serving through your mind, you can only serve when you are in subtle regions, when you are in totally, when I use the word subtle regions, you are totally in your angelic form. Because in subtle regions there is no physical body at all, no visibility. Even Brahma Baba had to leave the limitation of this physical body to stay in subtle regions to enable himself to serve the masses, but he had already accomplished his final stage before he went to subtle regions. And for us, the process itself is the path of progress, that we fly up in soul consciousness with a body of light to subtle regions, be with Baba. And in that elevated consciousness, you immerse the whole world in front of you. The five continents emerge: America, Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, the only five. And the five basic virtues of purity, peace, bliss, love and power. You can serve all the five continents, and even if you immerse the five elements, you can serve even those five elements, each one with each virtue. If you need the help of seniors sometimes, if you find difficulty by yourself, then you can take the help of five dadis of your choice, starting from Mama, to Dadi Janki, to Dadi Prakashmani, to Dadi Gulzar. Or if you want to take the help of those who are in the advanced party, Dadi Chandramani, Didi Manmohini, take any five Dadis and see what special virtue each one of them have got. You can use them also by your side, be with them. See that Baba is emanating that virtue through that Dadi. You are sitting in front, then through you, it is going to that continent and to that element. And it is being served. See that the faces of those people who are in those continents shining bright when they see the vibrations emanated towards them, or that element is feeling delighted, getting transformed. And then you will find that you will become beautiful instruments when you are totally surrendered to him and you are sitting in Bab Saman stage and serving through your mind. You are able to effectively serve all the souls on all the five continents of this earth and all the five elements as well, so that during period of transformation, the elements do not trouble you, rather they serve you because you have served them. They have to return it. So they'll be able to help you, and they'll not only serve you through all the 2500 years of the Golden Age and Silver Age, but also they'll help you to have an easy transfer during this period of transformation, which may happen in 5 days or 5 months or 5 years, it doesn't matter. In any case, not a very long time, because we were sharing that issue also yesterday. We were in a group of teachers. How long will it take, after all, for this world transformation, or whatever scenes have to come in between, help by the water element, which is really helping us in transformation. At least 2005 has seen many scenes. In India, even today, Orissa and Bengal have got that problem, and it was on in South India, floods all over. The elements are helping also in a way that there was a fight between two South Indian states, that this state, because of a dam, was not giving water to the other state, and now, due to floods, it is giving full water to them, and both the states are getting resolved issues between Tamil Nadu and Karnataka. If those of you who read sometimes about the Indian newspaper, the Pakistan problem is getting resolved because the earth element helped both of us. The Indian troops took 30 years to kill 3,000 terrorists to ensure peace. And with the Mother Earth helping for 3 minutes, 3,000 terrorists were killed in 3 minutes' time. And there are very few terrorists left as it is, so handicapped that they need your help. President of Pakistan is requesting the Prime Minister of India to open the border line of control, the conflict line, and please open some helping bases within Pakistan-occupied Kashmir to help the people suffering. The capital of Musharrafabad, who was the main source of problem for the Indian side, has been laid to the ground. There is no one there. When you see that city, you have to say that once upon a time there was a city called Muzaffarabad. That is how the things happen when the Mother Earth helps. So it clears all the obstacles. It removes your enmities and turns them into friend. So serving the elements help a lot to the nations as well. I'm just giving in a very light mood the issues. These are the latest issues happening. And Baba said the transformation time has started. The elements have started doing their work, whether it is in Bharat or outside Bharat. Like we get Katarina first and Rita next in US. And now the authorities are finding it difficult to give new names to the operations, you know, because calamities are coming one after the other. They do not know what should they name the latest tornado in Florida. So that is how the things happen. When cleansing process of this earth has to happen, if you assert the elements very well, they will do their job so well that the issues will be resolved. If it is shortage of water or excess number of terrorists, that will all go off and you become friends again. The states, the countries are becoming friends, because then ultimately the whole humanity has to join one day. So even the process of transformation for Brahmins, and especially those who are surrendered to Baba, intellectual surrender is enough. You don't need to be in Madhuban Nivasi for that purpose. The only advantage is in Madhuban Nivasi, news comes from all over. But these days IT gives news to everyone, everywhere. And you will find that once you have an unlimited intellect and you are an elevated stage with Baba, you find that even the news of the calamities gets transformed from a bad news to good news. Because ultimately we are convinced that even the transformation is going to be, now it is becoming on short-term good news, you know, the enmity of India and Pakistan is getting resolved, the issue is getting resolved and things like that. Now, Musharraf, person like Musharraf is requesting in the trance, please open the borders immediately. We need your help before, you know, it is too cold and snow falls. Kindly help my people to have some new accommodation for us so that they survive during the winter season well, the people who are affected by the earthquake. So, the elements also help in resolving issues, and ultimately the elements have to help to make this world as the not only a better place to live, but the best place to live. The golden age is going to descend soon, and we are all the instruments of transformation. So let's have this joy, feeling of joy, always awake in our mind. In an awakened state, that we are the instruments of transformation, and we are distributing joys to the whole world to ensure that ultimately this world is full of joyous people, happy people, golden-aged people. So with this, good wishes that all of us, all of you become instruments of transformation, of bestowing joy to all the people on this earth by surrendering to one. That is my Baba, Om Shanti.